The proposed new Dutra asphalt plant on the Petaluma River has been a subject of controversy for some time now, and it is continuing as the most recent court setback by opponents is being appealed. On the phone with me now, David Keller from the Petaluma River Council, one of the plaintiffs in the action seeking a rehearing of three important issues. Let's go through those one by one, David.
Sure. The first and perhaps the most important is the failure of the courts to provide any remedy for violation of California's Brown Act. The Board of Supervisors, on their final meeting, when they approved Dutra, released that morning several hundred pages of new information and yet refused to allow any members of the public to speak to any of that material or to speak at all on the project. And the court acknowledged that that was a violation of the Brown Act. However, they cited a clause that said, sorry, we don't have a remedy. And that's exactly what courts are there to do, is to provide a remedy when there's a violation of this core democratic right to speak to your government before they make decisions. So we're asking the court to hear that issue and not just say the county made a mistake, but oh well. The second piece concerns how the air quality emissions for pollutants is calculated. The new parcel for Dutra is vacant, and yet the court allowed the county to use erroneously the pollution emitted from Dutra's prior asphalt manufacturing plant over half a mile away as the baseline. In other words, saying that that was emitted on the new site, even though the new site's vacant. What that did is it calculated the emissions and the impacts of those pollutants to be far lower than they actually would be. They contended that we didn't fulfill our administrative requirements by speaking to it during the hearings with the county, and in fact there were many pages submitted by our expert testimony on exactly that issue, and the court somehow ignored that written evidence. The third area that we're asking the court to grant a rehearing on concerns worker safety. The county contended that citing OSHA regulations and requirements was sufficient to protect workers exposed to toxic fumes and noxious dust from asphalt production. And in fact, the law requires that the county go through the process of establishing what those exposures are, what the impacts to the workers would be, and then decide whether or not the regulations themselves actually mitigate or eliminate that threat. The county refused. So we're asking the court on these three important items to grant a rehearing and to reconsider their decision.
Now, this is the same court that just turned you down a couple of weeks ago. What makes you think that they'll review it any differently this time?
Well, that is one of the difficulties, where you have exactly the same panel of judges reviewing the work that they've just done. And it is a slim shot, but it's worthwhile taking. The principles for democracy, for worker health, and for calculation of impacts are important to the community. They're important to people everywhere. And we think the court might be persuaded that it made an error, and they need to revisit this.
And at the very least, I guess you'll get a quick answer this time.
We will get a quick answer. They are obligated to either respond, deny, or let it pass by April 1st.
David Keller, thanks very much for taking time to talk with us today.
Thank you so much.